Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we back. Another episode, another vibe, another approach. Look, a little background on I Am Athlete. Man, we created this dope little safe haven for athletes to sit down, break bread. That's why we eat on our shows. You know, we like to take chances. You got tea time. You got Ocho versus science. You know, but at the end of the day, man, we have conversations. We don't interview anybody. And so what you're looking at right now, you're looking at us taking another chance. You know, I feel like we set the standard over the last couple years on how people approach podcasting. Everyone had microphones in their face. Everyone had headphones on. We took that shit to a whole nother level. Premium quality content, our production, the way we dress, all of that. Yeah, I'm talking to him.
Let me talk a little bit. We're getting spicy. Good?
Yeah. But look, here we go right here. Look, man, like it's hard to keep up with, you know, all the opportunities that we have. So what you're seeing is a new approach. Okay? I don't know. You know, we like working titles here. And you guys tell us what y'all want this show's name to be. It's not a show, it's the same show, but not every time we're going to be able to sit down and produce at a high level, right? We want to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. So there's sometimes we're going to be able to sit down with people on Zoom. Sometimes we need a production like this where we can just get after it. So is this IAA straight forward, IAA straight up, IAA no cap, really don't like that one, IAA unfiltered, IAA offset, I like that one, IAA uncut, no, I don't like that. IAA the real, IAA now, IAA the warm up, IAA raw, uncensored, unlocked, or first cut. It gives us an opportunity to sit down with more legends.
I got one.
What you got?
IAA, bitch.
Ooh. Our way. Look, so sitting to my left, we got Adam Caporel. You can find his work in Complex, Men's Health, Yahoo, New York Daily News, and so many others. He's been covering athletes at a high level for a very long time. You know, I reached out to him because of who's sitting to my right. I ain't gonna give you that yet. And then also, my right-hand man, the dude, you know, Ocho. That's it. I need to say no more. So this guy that we're sitting down with, you know, he's 27 years of age.
Legend.
Multi-division champion.
Legend.
Some say he's the second coming of Mike Tyson.
Legend.
One of the hardest punchers ever.
After me.
Okay. Rock of a left hand. One of the stars in boxing. By way of Roland Park, Baltimore.
We out here. Two.
Gervonta Tate Davis.
Thanks for having me, man.
I heard a legendary story of Drake, you know, doing some road work with you. How was that?
It was cool. I mean, he didn't finish the run. He did a little clip, and that was it. But it was cool just to have somebody like that, you know, to be around, to come into my world and see what I'll be doing. So right. It felt good, you know.
Drake, when you say he ain't finished the run, talk to us about that. Like, I mean, how many miles was it, you know? You know, how many miles did he complete?
He probably did 50 steps. Yeah, he probably did 50 steps.
Come on, Drizzy.
We was playing basketball, though. We was playing basketball, then I ran that, though. So I only did it because I wasn't really supposed to be at, like, out there with them. You know, I just went out there because he invited me. So, and it was before a fight, so I'm like, I got to do something else. Right. Like, I can't just play basketball. I got to run. So that's what I did.
What do you think about the Logan Pauls, the Jake Pauls, and the other guys, like Ultra Cinco, fighting and what they bring to the world of boxing? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing for boxing?
You know, I feel as though at first I didn't like how Jake Paul was coming in.
Why is that?
Because of how he was making it look. Like he'll call out somebody else that's like. But now that I see that, I feel as though he's still a clown because that's his personality. He's still a clown.
That's how he gets paid. Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Far as him like content like in the gym, I feel like I'm starting to respect it because he's not doing it like for the hype. He was really like trying to be a boxer.
Okay, but real talk, if he actually faces a real boxer, which we haven't seen yet, all right, you're shaking your head. But real talk for you, Tank, if he gets his ass in the ring with a real boxer, what's gonna happen?
I mean, if they pick his fight right, I think that he's decent.
Yeah,
like he's good. I mean, he's not good, but he's. He's going that way. If he's continuing to do, like, stay in the gym, like you say, like, you get up in the morning, like, he's a boxer, you know what I mean? He's in the gym, so.
Is he better than you thought he'd be?
Yeah. Because anybody will be good if they keep practicing it, you know what I mean?
I mean, you tell me, and again, you train all the time. You're obviously a pro, but, like, there are people that say that the Pauls aren't a bad thing for boxing because they actually are taking the sport, especially Jake Paul, somewhat seriously. Like, he's actually training. He's actually busting his ass in the gym all the time. And that gives actually some boxing fans and some, you know, observers and guys like you and you have actually earned, or at least you give him respect for that.
I mean, yeah. He's, like you say, he's in the gym. He's working. So you damn near can call him a boxer now. Well, he is a boxer.
He's professional, yeah. Yeah. 3-0, yeah.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
When you saw him, first, did you watch the Woodley fight?
Yeah.
When he knocked out Woodley, what went through your mind?
He could hit. He could hit. I mean, but it just, we got to see him. Once he face another boxer, then it don't have to be somebody that's crazy, like skill or not. Just face another boxer. You know what I mean? Just face somebody probably like 2-0, 3-0, and we'll see.
But how do his hands compare to yours? Because your hands are like cement bricks. Your hands are like absolutely ridiculous, and you just crush guys.
I mean, I don't know. I can't say.
Well, give yourself a little credit, man. I mean, you crack like few guys in the game. Like, you're one of the hardest punchers in the game. You got to give yourself a little credit.
He also 200-something pounds.
I know it's a massive weight difference, 100%. Yeah.
He's hitting. You know what I mean? And he know what he's doing now.
Why are we talking about hitting and all of that, bro? Like, when you go in there, when I be watching you, I wouldn't say I'm on a level when it comes to boxing. Like, they really know boxing. I'm a fan of boxing. I personally think it's the greatest sporting event that you can consume live. Mm-hmm. I love everything about it, but I like old school approach. I like going to Vegas or Barclays. You got to fight in Barclays, you know, or wherever, and dressing up.
Yeah.
I like coming in a suit. I like my lady by my side. She fly. I want to sit ringside, although the risers are the better seats. People spend a lot of money sitting ringside, but the risers is the better seats. But I like that, bro. And then when you get there, and if it's a really good fight, you know, it's just unbelievable, man. And I've experienced a lot of sporting events. But for me, watching you, bro, you're a brawler, bro. Like, you know, the last couple of fights, like, you're getting in there and it's like, bro, you be taking some hits. You be really in there fighting.
Yeah.
Like, your chin tough, but you don't think you need to be more strategic in there?
I mean, the only thing about that is me, I feel as though it's sometimes you go in there and I'm not here to look pretty. You know what I mean? So when I go in there, I want to, if I can get you out of there, if I could take probably 2 shots, but I know for sure if I land this one off, it's going to knock you out. And I'm all about being exciting. I'm not into just boxing, you know what I mean? Exciting, like, right. I want to be, like, all into it. Like, I want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going. he's coming back to watch me right this time. You know what I mean? A lot of fighters not like that. They just want to get by.
Isn't that, wouldn't you say that's risky though?
I mean, it's risky, but I don't think I took a lot of punishment far as a pro level to be, you know what I mean? That's why now, like, we used to spar, like, every day, and then when I turned pro, we spar Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, I probably only spar probably, like, now in this camp, I probably spar, like, twice a week or one time a week, you know what I mean? Just so my body can be able to take whatever in the fight and not leading up to it, you know what I mean? It's about, like, how you prep for the fight.
Right.
You know, I think his style of fight, the way he fights, is he can also be strategic and base it on what the opponent does too.
Yeah.
If he want to box, he could box. If he want to relax, he could relax. If he want to brawl,
yeah.
Well, shit, nigga, we could brawl too. However you want to approach it.
Yeah.
That's what I like about watching his fights. Everything is methodical and it's strategic. It's a chess match.
That's because he's seen me in the gym though.
Right.
He's seen me like work. See, a lot of people don't see. They just see me in an actual fight, but he actually seen me in like training.
It's funny that y'all say that because, and oh, you know this, you know, as a football player, especially a wide receiver, and I heard you on $1 million worth of game this past week, and you said in that interview with Wallow and Gilly, you said, you know, like, man, when I get hit is when the fight begin.
Mm. Yeah.
Bro, like, oh, you know this, bro. Like, going across that middle, that first tap.
Yeah.
That first little feel of content.
Yeah.
I mean, of contact, that's when the football game began for us. Yeah. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, you know, because a lot of people look at it, take one punch, they gone, right? Like, you feel like, okay, I got hit again, now I'm ready to fight. Describe that.
Because it's all about, like, even, like, now, me in the fight. Like, you don't really – I mean, me leading up to the fight. It's preparation, and then it's the weigh-in, you know what I mean? Then it's, like, press conference. Mm-hmm. Then it's, like, you got to walk your way to the ring. And it's the fight, no, it's good, but when you actually in it and then somebody touch you and you be like, oh, I know what it is, like mm-hmm. – Now, if he touch you and be like, and you feel like, damn, like that's too much, then you be like, damn, like I'm in a fight. Like if he touch you and you be like, and you know you could take it, you be like, all right, bet. That's what it is. This will make you like, this. Even if he touch you and be like, damn, like he hit hard, you get that, like you get that feel. It gets you that drilling, like, oh yeah, I'm in a good one.
Right,
you
know what I mean?
It's all that's it. But a lot of people don't have that though. A lot of people get touched and be like, damn, like I don't even.
Yeah. I used to try to speed that process up. Like before I went out, I would go in the mirror, the last thing I do, make sure my uniform was straight, and then I would just start slapping myself in the helmet. Yeah. I had somebody else hit me.
But that's not the same as somebody actually hitting you.
I know it ain't the same, but at least it's
you
like
hype, but it's like
a control.
Yeah, like it's like it gets you hype, but it's like you gotta actually feel it. Like you feel me?
Right.
That's why it's cool to get hit sometimes. It's not cool to get hit, but sometimes you wanna feel somebody punch before they ask, like says like they throw like two punches. If you feel that first punch a little bit, okay, you can embrace the second punch. But if he hit you the first time and like you've never been hit before and he catch you good, it's like, damn, like I never been hit like this, so you probably fall out or get knocked out.
Right. Who you fought in Atlanta?
I fought twice in Atlanta. I fought
The last one, man, I mean, the city came out.
Nah. What's his name?
You don't even what's know his name. Talk about what's his name.
Barrios.
Wasn't that that was a brawl. What was the one fight that was a brawl, bro?
Gamboa.
Did he get you? Did he have power?
No, he had power, but he didn't have power as though he caught me, and I was like, damn. Right. People in the gym caught me, I'd be like, damn, but nobody, I would prevent somebody from hitting me clean, right. And make me feel like I'm messed up. I'd rather like do something like block or something, or if they hit me clean, it's gonna be like something close up.
Right.
It's never gonna be like from far back.
Yeah. So. I ain't trying to hijack this conversation because y'all the boxing experts, but this is going to be my last thing. I'm going to let them boys take over. Appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir.
Ocho Adam, Gervonta, Tank Davis, second coming of Mike Tyson.
Legend.
Legend.
Not yet.
I am athlete. Got working title for this show. But what's the one dude? This is my last question. I'm going to let them take over. But, like, the one dude you got beef with, you know, the legendary stories, I think Gillian Wallow hit it. But, I mean, you've had multiple interviews where you talked about, you know, sparring with them. What's his name?
Devin Haney.
Devin. Is that real beef?
No. I don't have beef with him. It just.
Because sometimes when you watch boxing, I don't know, like, if y'all trying to promote or if it's real beef. Like, is that real beef? Because it sounds like it's real.
But that was a good story you told in the podcast, though, about the sparring session you had with Devin back in the day.
Yeah.
And Floyd getting involved, too. I mean, you guys have history. And Devin didn't want to spar with you again.
No, he didn't.
Well, I mean, there's two stories out there, because the other story was that you didn't want to spar with him, or you dropped, or you quit or something. Not quit. I don't want to say that. I ain't trying to.
Nah. It's not that. What happened? So, Adrian Broner was coming up. He was fighting Sean Porter in Vegas. So they invited me to come to the fight. Well, no, they didn't invite me. I asked to come because I was young. I probably was like 17, 16 around the time. I was 17 or 18, I think.
Oh, man, we talking about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
It's been a little while, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
I thought it was something recent.
Well, they made each other at some point.
What's name? So, boom. So, I don't really like speaking on other fighters. I don't want to big them up because, you know what I mean? But still.
Well, we're going to bring up some other fighters, though. So, just prepare for it.
They fly me to Vegas. Boom. I'm fresh off the plane. Boom. So, from the plane, Adrian had the weigh-in. So from his weigh-in, they meet us at the food spot. So from there, we go to the gym. So remind you, they already got this set up. Floyd already got it set up. He already posted on Instagram. It probably was like 100 people in there, and he turned the heat up. That's what Floyd do. He turned the heat up in the gym while you're in there. So he turned the heat up. Boom. We spar. But while we sparring, Floyd is in the ring. Like, every time I'm punching, Floyd like grab my hand, like yank it back, whereas though I can't even punch Devin. So it was times that like I catch Devin, boom, or I'm about to swing and Floyd like yank my hand back, or he'll push me to the ropes. Like, he was actually like touching me while we were sparring. Like,
why?
Like, he was, it was like Devin was his guy, because Devin was training at his gym at the time, so, and he was training with his father, so, Floyd was on Devin's side.
Sounds
so
like
that's
a conspiracy to me.
Yeah, but later down the line, probably about like a couple months, no, this was recently, not recently, but probably like 2 years ago, I asked Devin to like come to like spar me. He was like, no, I ain't no sparring partner. I had somebody, hit him up that was close to him, like, come spar me. He was like, no, I ain't no.
But why would he say no to that?
He said he wasn't no sparring partner.
What the?
I thought you said that he said something to you where it's like, I'm above that at this point. Like, I'm not your kind of sparring partner. Like, he just didn't want that. What was the reason why he said no?
He said that he wasn't no sparring partner. That's what he said. And the person showed me his phone.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the guy, so y'all can, or whoever can hit him up.
Yeah.
His name is T. Hill. The guy, and he was a sparring partner for Floyd. He'd be out in Vegas. So that's the guy that showed me the
well,
message. Like,
Devin would have got a good work with you, so he should have done the sparring session. So
I don't know. You seen him spar?
Yeah, I know what I'm saying, but like, you know, it would have been good work.
He here for how long?
Ask him too.
Do we want to talk about Rolly, or do we want to just kind of move on, because you should take care of business? And
I mean, he did say you can't overlook any opponent.
Yeah.
100%, you can't overlook an opponent, but like, you're a massive favorite, and your skill set and your resume.
That's what get people.
100%, you're not wrong about that. But everyone that knows you and knows your pedigree just wants to talk about the fight after the next fight.
Who?
Well, that's the question I'm going to ask for you. Is that going to be Ryan Garcia? Is that going to be Lomachenko? Who is that going to be?
Oh, hopefully we could get even. To be honest, I really wanted. I can't say who they had set it up.
No, you can say who you really want. It's okay.
I can't say who they had set up for me after, but I want to get the winner out of Devin and Cambosis.
But don't you think they're going to fight twice? There's probably a rematch clause there. I think there is, actually. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I'd love to see it.
So I'm probably going to have to fight Ryan.
Ooh.
Okay, so we got plenty of questions about that.
Ooh.
Is that an actual makeable fight, though? Because
of course.
Well, no, I asked that, Javonta, because last summer you guys came really close to making that fight?
For him, it wasn't. He the one turned it down. He went.
Because he wanted to go fight Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, but that.
Which is ridiculous.
Why would you turn down a fight with me to fight Manny Pacquiao? And Manny Pacquiao, they ain't never heard about that.
Yeah, I don't know why Ryan, we talked about this earlier, Chad, before we started taping, but I don't know why Ryan would go up multiple weight divisions to go fight Manny. I mean, I get that he's going to make a shit ton of money, and it's Manny Pacquiao, it's like, you know, the spotlight, but that's a huge jump up in skill level and weight. But I guess, just to confirm, though, you guys were somewhat close, but Ryan basically ducked out of negotiations and didn't want to deal with you and decided to go with Manny.
But listen, why would he turn a fight down with me to fight Manny Pacquiao? Cause that he's
wouldn't
going
he get more money with Manny though?
Yeah. But that's a hell of a risk. That's a lose-lose situation.
I agree. It would have been dicey. But
I mean, we can say it's also lose-lose either way.
You can say that.
I'm saying, but he'll get. I don't know.
But every casual fight fan here or hardcore fight fan like is dying to see you and Ryan Garcia get in the ring.
So why would you turn it down?
That you gotta, again, Ryan has to answer to that. It doesn't really make any sense. I mean, if you want to get a massive payday from Manny Pacquiao and get like $15 to $20 million, it's tough to turn down.
To be honest, that's not good.
You think he'd get more fighting you?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Especially now, yeah.
Yeah.
I think now, yeah, 100% of you guys' profiles keep rising. But I guess, the most pressing question, the most important question is the fight makeable this year between you two guys?
Yes.
Ooh.
If everything go good with me and Rolly. Well, I win.
I think everything's going to go over you and Rolly. So don't, again, we're not that you're overlooking that, but like you should take care of business. But yeah, it's like we're dying to see that. And I know the issue has been either money or kind of, you know, attention being, averted.
Well, who?
Well, on Ryan's side. And Ryan said, and again, you guys will kind of go back and forth saying that I should be, you know, some guys should be the A side. Some guys should get 70-30 or 80-20. Could you guys do a 50-50 split?
No, come on, man. Come on.
Why is it you gotta so get difficult more money in boxing, bro?
This is the politics of boxing.
It's very difficult. Very difficult. I mean, it's part of the business side and the politics side that I don't enjoy because there's so many great fighters and so many great fights that should happen that never happen or they happen too late.
Yeah.
I just that's one side that I never understood. Never understood that side. The people in control that control everything, they control the narrative. The timing of everything, and also for the boxers, sometimes timing is the most important thing.
Right.
When it comes to scheduling fights or getting the fight at the right time, instead of just doing it, just do it.
Damn, that's too much for me, and that's what you're trying to get into?
Well, I would never be at that level. I'd never get there.
Okay.
It's impossible.
Like, you think the politics of the NFL are fucked up. It's nothing compared to boxing.
Yeah.
Like, boxing, again, boxing shoots itself in the foot more than any other sport out there, and it sucks for the people that follow and love it, and it should be so much better than it is. But I guess my question I have for you is that you've been in the game now for so long, like a decade. Do the politics of it, like, just are you over it? Are you still pissed off about it? Or, like, are you just like, you know, at this point, it is what it is?
That's why I don't pay attention to it no more. I just worry about fighting. Whoever y'all pit, my goal is to beat whoever y'all pit in front of me. That's how I solve it. You know what I mean? That's why you don't hear me call nobody's name out. I don't want to call nobody's name out. I don't ask. Y'all send me the names. Send me the name who I'm fighting, and that's it.
But also, like, there comes a time where you're in that moment. I feel like you're probably in that moment or entering that moment where you rattle off two or three dope fights. It's like now, you know, you're already one of the faces of boxing, but then you become the face of boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the Ryan Garcia, I like that.
Loma.
You got Devin Haney, obviously, right? And then the third.
You fight in the best division in boxing as far as I'm concerned. Lightweight division. Right. I mean, you can float around different divisions. You could go to 130. You can go to 140. You fought at 140. You say you can get down to 130. I have a tough time believing that, honestly. But
I'm probably
what are you right now?
143.
All right, not after that's donut. Doable. All right, that's doable.
Probably 143.5.
After the donut?
Yeah. we can check my weight.
Well, no, yeah. If Tank had a nutritionist right now, the nutritionist would be like cursing the right cursing here.
I have
it. You have one?
Yeah.
All right, because I know Spence had one for his past, but you have one?
No, I'm his nutritionist.
Tank taking things.
Oh, perfect.
So,
yeah.
Yo, y'all, hey, boxing, y'all better watch out. You know, because I even on getting salute to the OGs, Wallo, Gilly, you know what I mean? They highlighted, like, and we all have this maturation phase where, you know, where we come from, like, we come from nothing, man. And that's why I was playing with you earlier when I said you from, you know, whatever, Roland Park, you know, Baltimore, and you, thanks for showing love, like, dang, my dog, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
my dog, you know, you he messed up, but you was riding with me. You ain't want to make me look bad. Yeah. Like, see, that's where we come from, right? We take care of each other. But where we come from, man, like, we come from nothing. And it's like, now you're 21, 22, you're given all of this freedom. You're given all this money. You got this fame. And it's like, what do you do with that? We didn't, like, the Manning brothers. Mm-hmm. They had their dad, Archie Manning, who showed them the way. And you can go, you know, athlete to athlete, and you can go comparisons, bro. Like, a lot of us, we're first-generation millionaires. We don't know. But, like, what I love about your journey right now, it's like, okay, you got this raw talent. You got the work ethic. You know what I mean? And, you know, the first couple years, just like my first couple years, my first 5 years in the NFL, I played 13, bro. Oh, shit. Brandon Marshall. Hey, like, damn.
You know what? It's a testament to the people he got around him, too.
Right.
You've been on the right track the whole time, flying straight. Think about that part. Not only whoever it was that got him out of the group home and put him in the gym,
right,
whatever you got around him now to make sure everything is that way.
Right. Know? And, I mean, you got Cuddy, you know, you got Coach, and you got, you know, I mean, you got a whole camp. I don't understand, like, boxing, like, why y'all got, like, you got, like, they be having, like, 20 people on their team. One person with 20 people on their team, but that's what it is. And, you know, what I love about it now is, like, he's tapping into the science, Ocho. Mm-hmm. I know you don't like the science, but, bro, like, I mean, how he's training, he's implementing data. You got Mo Wells training with you and Coach Curtis. You know what I mean? Like, you can see you ascending to, like a pro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah. And I think I started too late on it. You know what I mean? If I really felt like, I mean, because it's like we ain't had no book of guidance or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it was just more so of me just learning the way.
On
you know
the
what
run.
I mean? Just, and now that I see that, you know what I mean? Like, at first I was just training and never getting no recovery or nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's about, like, body recovery and things like that and shit. Like, but
was there a moment, though, that, like,
One second. Let me ask you this question. So what athletes are you studying, right? And this is almost like, you know, like, I feel like, you know, we're in position to kind of have these conversations because we already been there. Now, obviously, it's a different arena. It's a different ring, right? But at the end of the day, like, we've been there, you know, and we bumped our head and, you know, we've learned, like, how to eat, how not to eat. And obviously, you got people like that don't learn. But, you know, the training and, you know, the distractions off the field, the court, the ring, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, do you take time to study other athletes, you know, and what their routine is, what their regimen is?
I really don't study other athletes, but I will watch, like, not far as them working out or anything like that, but mindset wise, I like Ocho mindset because of not just saying because he here, right? Because of he don't let the outside world determine what he need to buy. Like far as like when I was first started getting money, right? I wanted to prove that I got money, so I was buying everything that was coming out. Now I just, if something coming out, I don't gotta prove that I got money, so I don't need to get that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
Things like, and what's the other guy's name?
Goosebumps.
He from He a running back.
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, he another one.
Yeah.
Take care of your chickens.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting goosebumps right now, bro.
Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps, bro. Like, yeah. We're talking about evolving. You're 27. Bro, like, you turn into a, like, manhood? There ain't no age. You can become a man at 19. You become a man at 32. You can become a man at 55. Bro, your fucking mindset... Like, I can see it, and I don't spend a lot of time with you to, you know what I'm saying? I just see you when you in here and there, and you just locked in, dog. Like, your mindset, dog, like, you turn into a man, you turn into a pro, and I'm telling you right now, Adam, you know, I know you know boxing, Ocho, y'all know boxing, but everybody better watch out, for sure. Because now you take raw talent with the approach, the right mindset and approach, eliminating distractions, it's a wrap. That's greatness.
Yeah.
That's legendary, and that's the question you have to ask is, like, legendary, but I do, I want to challenge you. The reason why I ask who are you studying is because I truly believe you should jot down your top five athletes, like greatness. You have an opportunity to go down as one of the greatest fighters ever, one of the greatest athletes ever. You shouldn't even be thinking about putting yourself in a box as one of the greatest boxers ever. You should be thinking about athletes, businessmen, right? Yeah. Peyton Manning, get on his calendar, bro. Talk to him, ask him, like, yo, like, talk to me about your routine. Drew Brees of the world, the LeBron James of the world. Go humbly, open up a notebook. Talk to me about what you do. Teach me how to become one of the greatest athletes. If you do that, bro, oh my goodness. Whew.
I think I need to do that.
Well, no, let me ask this question, though, because Gervonta, talk about, like, flipping that switch and getting more serious about stuff. I know years ago, or maybe more recently, you changed your phone number.
Yeah.
So you cut a lot of people out. That? What?
How you know that?
It's our job. We're journalists.
Yeah, I'm a journalist, pal. I've talked to you in the past. Yeah, that's my job. Yeah. You talked about how you changed your phone number, and that was like a big thing. Like, is that still, like, have you been able to cut out the people that weren't good for you, that still maintain keeping them out?
I'm more so closed in now. Like, at first it was a lot though. It was a lot though. It's my outside life, what I was doing outside the life. And more so, but now I'm more so like, if you ain't family, you're not getting close to me.
And like, he has a young daughter too recently, so that changed.
But as far as like not even family meaning like loyalty to each other type shit. You don't have to be blood.
Family ain't always family.
So, nice but time. My daughters and I just had a second daughter, you know what I mean? So
what did that do to you?
I mean, It make me more humble for us, though. I got to save for them. I got to start, you know, preparing for after boxing. Because in boxing, they always want, they want you to, they respect you when you get beat up. That's when they respect you, when you in a hard, tough fight. But it's much more after boxing. You know what I mean? I want to be able to, like you said, you left the game and you got your brain, like you comfortable, like you good. That's how I want to leave the sport of boxing. What? I want to have a big impact on boxing, but I want to be able to leave boxing with all of my faculties. You know what I mean?
Well, so how much longer do you think you have left in boxing?
I ain't take no punishment, so you never know.
You do emerge pretty much.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, H-E-R-O.co.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
On skate, I mean, you know, there's some fights here and there, but yeah, with you and your knockout power and your ability to end fight in a blink of an eye, you probably can't have a long shelf life. And like, compared to years ago, the smaller guys, like you guys tend to have you'd be done by 30. And Floyd kind of, yeah, for the most part, like the smaller guys historically in boxing, you guys didn't have a longer shelf life. Floyd kind of switched that up a little bit, and you see guys now with nutritionists being really dedicated, you could have a really long, extensive career that could last another, you know. Why are you shaking your head?
I mean, the fact that you said Floyd's longevity is because of nutrition.
Do Floyd drink alcohol?
I don't know.
He says no. But you can have a long career. Yeah, I mean, years ago, decades ago, that wouldn't have been the case.
But it's not just that. It's him. He retired more than any fighter that's been boxing.
He retired like
five times.
Well, that's typical of boxing also. There's a million guys who have retired and unretired, yeah.
So
you can come back whenever you want if you want.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But he made it to that stage where as though he can do that. You know what I mean? So he didn't. And when he fight, he don't take punishment.
And he's the poster child of not taking punishment, able to keep fighting. So 100%. Yeah. You dodge the punches, you can keep fighting.
Yeah, so, I mean, and he always, well, they say he always training.
What do you mean? Why you say I don't know? You say you. When did you meet Floyd?
I met Floyd probably like 10 years ago.
Okay.
No. It was probably like 8 years. I'm sorry. Probably like 8 years ago.
So you say I don't know, and you say that you say you know they say I like to get messy on the show.
I mean, they
You sending subliminal messages, bro.
Nah, I ain't.
Oh, I said that. Good. You know, I be messing up words with this show. I said subliminal.
Nah.
What kind of message you trying to send?
I mean, I ain't trying to send no message.
Do you want me to ask the question?
Floyd for, you know what I mean?
If you want to, yeah.
All right, I'll ask. I'll be the back cop. All right, so Javante, obviously one of the biggest storylines coming up in this fight is that this potentially could be your last fight with Mayweather Promotions. So obviously those of us who follow the sport intimately are curious. What's the deal? Do you think you and your relationship with Floyd from a business perspective is going to continue?
I mean, I can never take nothing away from Floyd because he the one got me out. He put me in a position to make money. You know what I mean? I never can, you know, go against him. But sometimes it's time to, you know what I mean? It's time to grow up and become your own man. That's all. That's all. I never said nothing like anything bad or like too bad, or anything like that. But it's time to, you know what I mean, be my own man, handle my business like me, hands on with my own, you know what I mean, my own business.
I mean, you guys have been free agents. So you could be a free agent come summertime. Is that what's really enticing to you, the idea of like going out and shopping yourself and seeing what's out there?
Yeah, it's time to, you know what I mean, put on them pants. You know what I mean? Put on them pants and be that man.
Me can do it, though.
But
I mean, listen, Floyd left Golden Boy, right?
He did well for himself.
He did top, his own top rank.
Yeah.
Top rank, so. Yeah, top rank.
Meek Mills left Maybach Music. But even when you say that, like, explain to me that, because I read something where you started your own. Was that recently you started your own promotional company?
I started my own promotion probably like a year ago, but people just like paying attention to it because I said I'm not with Floyd. I mean, I'm not going to be with Floyd no more after this last fight. But I didn't say nothing bad, though. I just said I'm not going to be with Floyd.
Yeah, but Floyd also said really good things about you, too. He talked about loving you like a son, like, you know, helping you put up good fights. But, yeah, I mean, at some point, sometimes business just, you know, you go your separate ways.
Yeah, it's not bad about that. People just make it like that because it's just...
Well, boxing tends to be messy, so, yeah, that's par for the course there, yeah.
I have a question. Isn't that a good thing, though? When you're in a position like Tank is, you have the star power, you can feel any arena no matter where you go, you're in the top echelon of fighters. Why not put your big boy pants on and then transition into your own thing where you get the bulk of the pie?
I mean, again, the boxing fan across from me, I mean, you're top five draw in boxing.
Mm-hmm. Top three.
Canelo, you can maybe say top three.
Top three.
Canelo, number one. We can put number two, I'd say, like Tyson Fury right now with his UK fans. And you, the way you fill up arenas, you could be arguably number three. We can have an argument some other guys here and there, but like you are definitely a top five, maybe top three attraction. So yeah, 100%, I get the idea of going out on your own. But just because if you do go out on your own, doesn't mean you and Florida are going to be in some nasty kind of like situation. Like you'll always have love and respect for each other. You still work
it's
with
not
him.
Off the table. I'm just saying I'm not signed. I've been signed to him for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's time for me to...
Time to spread your wings.
Yeah.
You know what the number 7 means in the Bible?
You tell me.
It's the number of completion. I mean, I don't mean to go in church. It ain't...
I'm not
church.
The religious type. So you go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just throwing
if you got a sermon, go ahead. Go
take
ahead.
Us to church.
That was it. 7 is the number of completion.
So he everything I needed from that phase of my life, that chapter, I'm good, I'm complete. Now it's time to move on. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying. I mean, either way it goes, it's a win-win regardless. You stay with Floyd, you're going to win. You go on your own, do your thing, you're going to win. Because it's already in him. You know why?
Right.
Because God has favor.
Right. Okay. God has favor.
If you want a tip, let me know. I'm here.
Bet. We coming to an end, sitting here with Gervonta Tank Davis, sitting here with Adam Cap, and we got my man Ocho. I am athlete, still trying to figure out what this name of this style.
IAA bitch. It's all about delivery.
Like IAA, what you like, Tank? Like how? Because you know how our show is, the vibe. So like, let me see real quick. So here's what we have, Mandeville.
Trying to find a name?
Yeah, because like everybody know, like you know, they expecting you come with the fashion, the drip, whatever. We got the music, we got the whole vibe. That's a big production, bro. A lot of people don't know, like that's a big investment too. A lot of resources. This is easy. We can put this show out tonight. You know what I mean? It's easier on our team and post. And then it's easier for you. You just finished training. Now you jump in. It's easy. Boom, get in, get out. And we still had a dope conversation. So the opportunity, like I'm in the branding. I'm in the marketing. You know, we got to make sure the audience isn't confused.
Can you change it like every time?
No, we're not changing it. We're just going to say like, this is I am athlete, hashtag. You can say I am athlete straightforward. I am athlete straight up. I am athlete no cap.
I'm saying, can you change it like, every time you have like,
if we do this one, every time we have a microphone,
talking about this one,
yeah, like we have a microphone in our face, like when we had Wayne on the show, it was Lofts sitting back chilling. You know, you come in chilling. Right now, you be underdressed for I Am Athlete Miami. Yeah. We would have to send you out. We wouldn't be able to do the show. Like, I don't know what you got, what you get. I mean, you got the Supreme hat.
Yeah, normally,
on,
normally you're wearing like much like, you know, tighter stuff. Like, you're normally like dripping out left and right. Like, gallery department, you're like normally rocking that stuff. This is like dressed down for you.
You know what we could do? Also, we can go top three fashionable boxers.
Ooh, do that. I already know.
He's up there.
Me,
Charlo
me,
Brothers.
Me.
The Charlo Brothers, exactly. Yeah.
Charlo Brothers up there with you.
Me.
Ooh. But what about the twins?
No. They can't.
Bro. Ooh.
You didn't like that hat that Mel was wearing on the pay-per-view last weekend?
Me.
The boy was sharp.
The boy was sharp.
He cutting too, though. My brother's stepping.
Wait, by the way.
My brother's stepping.
So give me real quick, Damon. Fashion. Bro, me, you me, just me. Made headlines, bro. The Charlo twins, you got it. Who else you like, Ocho? Cause he biased.
Fashion wise?
Yeah, you definitely you up there. You know,
I just told you.
I don't know.
I just told you the top three.
Give me the top three.
Boom. One. And the Charlo twins.
Okay.
I mean, everybody else is hit and miss. You know, Arrow, it's hit and miss.
Floyd, well, he retired. We can't, we want to do it. See, there you go.
Listen, it's not about how much money you have. It's about being able to put it together.
Put it together. I know. Yeah. That's what you do well.
That's it.
I'm struggling with that. Rank my outfit right now, bro. It's House of Bath. Yeah. I'm just.
1 to 10, that's a 4.
I got the shades on. I'm trying to wear the black.
What is God?
Help me.
Promoting.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know what I'm saying? I try to wear the turtleneck because I'm trying to, accentuate my neck. I'm trying to add layers, put my glasses on. Like, what can I do differently?
You promoting, bro. That's your brand. You can't go wrong with promoting your brand.
You got to speak into
it. Promoting your brand. You can't go wrong in that.
Right.
I finished, though.
But I'm okay, though?
Yeah, you good.
Okay, bet. My God. All right, so real quick, what you like? You like IAA First Cut, Unlocked, Uncensored, Raw, The Warm Up.
You can't say
now.
Uncensored because you always bleep out the cursing.
Okay, bet. The Real.
The Real.
Uncut, Offset. I like Offset. Unfiltered, No Cap, Straight Up, or Straightforward.
Don't the Migos have a trademark on Offset?
Probably.
The Real?
Yeah. We ain't going to trademark and do all that. Just like let the audience know we... Content coming out. I don't know when.
Oh, I don't know.
But we going to have
straight to the point.
Straight to the point. Well, I like that.
Lord, I don't know.
All right. So real quick, before we get into tea time and end the show, top five boxers.
All time?
Active.
Oh, active.
And then we'll do all time. Top five in any weight class. Give me top.
Top five?
Yeah, give me top five right now.
My top five, or top five.
Your top five. Your personal. This is you. Tank. I don't even know what Tank mean. We got to dive into that.
Get in the ring.
Shit. Tank don't want to see me, bro. I'm 230, bro.
Not in order. I think me, Earl, top five. Me, Earl.
Devin.
Canelo. I'm never going to see nobody that's in my weight class.
Ryan Garcia?
Hell no. Me, Terrence. Earl, Terrence, Canelo. I ain't going to lie. I can't even name them because I could do 10.
Go ahead. Just go.
Me, Earl, Terrence, Canelo. What's the the guy that's 130.
He can't be top 10 if you don't know his name.
No, he's from Japan.
Oh, Inoue. Yeah, right. I love Inoue. Yeah, Naoya Inoue. I love him. Yeah, he's a thumper. Yeah. Bantamweight champ.
He tough.
Hey, 113, something like that.
He fight like he a Mexican fighter.
Yeah,
bully. 118. Pressure.
Yeah, he's strong. He tough.
Yeah, unified at 118.
I like a Shakur.
Shakur, nice.
Big fight coming up in a few weeks.
Why nobody talk about Booby? Is this Boo-Boo? Booby?
Oh, Boots. Yeah, see,
no,
I like
no, no, about Boots, him. Boots and Boo-Boo Android, two different people. Yeah.
What about Boo-Boo? Boo-Boo?
It's about Boo-Boo Android.
Demetrius Android. No.
I don't want...
No.
Okay, keep going.
Keep it moving.
I met him 10 years ago.
Who? Nice fighter.
Charlo Brothers.
Mm.
Ocho.
No. but you gotta put what's his name? Big Boy Heavyweight. You ain't to go to the heavyweights.
No Tyson Fury in your top 10?
Fury, you gotta put him top 10, bro.
Yeah.
All right, what about Josh Taylor?
Josh Taylor.
Undisputed at 140.
No.
No? Mm-mm. Why not?
No. You seen his last fight?
Yeah, it wasn't good against Jack Catterall.
Floyd's still active in a way. Is he still top 10?
He is like... That's Floyd.
Would you put Loma in your top 10?
Bet.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's a good. Yeah,
cause
good.
I feel as though people overlook Loma now because he lost. But again, he had my weight class. I can't say.
But he looked really good against Richard Comey. Now he's in Ukraine, you know, doing his thing. So hopefully he's back soon.
Top five all time.
They said they were going to let him come home though.
Usyk is fighting. They let Usyk come back.
Right.
I got to speak into the mic. Y'all know this is we don't expect the same production. This is live to tape. Speaking to the mic, Ocho. You know what he said?
What'd you say?
Mandeville said at the beginning of the show. What he said?
Speaking to the mic.
Know what he said?
I don't know. I ain't saying
you know what he said? What he said?
Eat something.
Eat the mic. He's the Steven Mandeville, director of production. All right, top five, bro, all time.
All time.
And then we go into tea time and we let you go. Cause
Floyd, Sugar Ray.
Oof.
Floyd number one?
Yeah.
No order.
Okay.
No order, but I feel as though he's number one, though.
Yeah, that's.
Floyd, Sugar Ray. Mike Tyson. Gotta say Mike Tyson. Holyfield. Mm-hmm. Coach Kenny? Sugar Ray Robinson.
You got Sugar Ray in there. Yeah. You got him in. I think Manny belongs in the top five.
All time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But why? Resume?
He has the most, again,
Manny Pacquiao, top five. Top five?
Eight division champion.
Yeah.
You know what he debuted at? Like 105 pounds.
Yeah, that's why, I don't know. It'd be hard.
Resume crazy.
Manny's resume is ridiculous. Pernell Whitaker?
But when you sit down with boxing purists, I'm that one. We would say, you know, Mike Tyson. But a lot of people be like, yo, like, really look at who he fought and, you know, who he lost to. You know what I'm saying? Lost to Riddick Bowe, lost to Holyfield, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like, you know, it's the flair, the fact. I mean, he almost knocked me out at Super Bowl. That went viral. You know? Oh, bro, I got to show you. You ain't see the video?
Nah, I got to see it.
Bro, look at this, bro.
There's also one name we didn't mention.
Who?
The greatest.
Who?
Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Look, bro. Check this out. Yeah.
My bad for that.
Who? Ali. Oh, yeah. I got to find this, bro. I'm going to find it for you. I'll show it to you offline.
I like a lot of people, though. So, my top. I got.
Well, that's the beauty
like
of boxing. It's incredibly subjective. You can pick whoever you like and for reasons. Yeah.
All right. Can we bring like the tea to end the show?
Tea time.
This is our opportunity. I was, you know, like. I'm trying to figure out how to be a journalist. I'm trying to figure out how to ask the tough questions, you know what I mean? But still, you know what I mean? Make this a safe place for athletes. You know, we had AB on after, you know, that situation. Brian Flores, you know, and, you know, you and, you know, Cap, that was big for us, you know? But at the end of the day, like, there's some messy stuff we got to get into. That's my way of getting messy. I'm watching The View, and we be going deep, bro. We be talking about all kinds of stuff. So just an opportunity to see if we can get you to spill the tea. That's it. You know, this ain't really the machismo part of the conversation. It's just.
I got one question. That's it.
All right. You like tea? You like tea?
Yeah, but I don't know. What is this?
Lemon. What is it? Lemon tea? Lemon ginger.
Lemon ginger?
Yeah, lemon ginger.
Sure?
Okay.
What's your name?
No alcohol.
Okay. Bianca
Vaughn. Okay, bet.
Tea time.
All right, you want to start it off?
Hey, I'm starting off.
Go ahead. You want to pick up your tea?
You got to pick up your tea.
You just don't spill the tea. All
right. So if I don't want to answer, I got to sip it?
I don't know. We still trying to figure it out. Let me show you Chris Johnson. We had Chris Johnson. We debuted the tea time. So Ocho's lady, you know, Sherelle, phenomenal entrepreneur, phenomenal. She founder, CEO of Allure, and doing some major things there. Now I'm bringing it to Miami, Tampa, Miami Academy. But she started this show, it's like big time show, Selling Tampa. And so Chris Johnson's
selling
Tampa.
Did the mic pick that up?
Right. He said selling tampons.
I thought that was my bad.
No. Selling Tampa. So real estate, right? Big homes. We're talking about seven figures, $5 million homes, $10 million homes. They do other small homes too, but like big deals. And so, you know, one of the realtors is Chris Johnson's, you know, ladies, or you know, they have a situation. And so, like, whatever. I asked him, if have you watched Selling Tampa? He almost had me say tampon. And it was uncomfortable, so he spit it out. So it's whatever. Go ahead, Ocho. Tea time.
Take a sip of your tea.
Mm.
What did
it feel like? This don't got no sugar or nothing.
No, no bro, honey. This is healthy, bro. We at House of
Nutritionist
Athletes.
Yeah, nutritionist approved.
Correct. Yeah, your nutritionist told us how to serve you.
We good? You ready? In all seriousness, if you and I were to spar four rounds, let's just say four, for sake, it's about as, and we turned up, how long before you think you tap out?
I think if we spar and
keep it real,
I wouldn't.
You go open
it, up. It would never be a time where as though I go full throttle.
You have to.
I can't.
It's like hitting a baby.
I can't.
It's like hitting a baby.
You see my defense?
It's like. Yeah, I watched the fight. It was a good fight. That was seven months ago. Right.
You think I still look the same? You wouldn't turn up?
No.
Coach, can we at some point just camera four rounds and tell him to go full throttle, please? Okay, then I start off and throw the first lick.
Yes. In four,
you think so?
In four.
You think so? Well, Neil, you are the ref. You are the ref.
I didn't talk about now y'all like 8 counts and stuff.
Right.
3 8-counts and all.
Okay.
Not y'all. But now later down the line, you get more strength. It might be different.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I'm 6'5", 240.
You going to sleep.
But, you know, that's a big difference in size.
But have you seen him against taller fighters?
You got too much.
The dude in Atlanta I was talking about, wasn't that the fight that I was talking about?
Yeah, Barrios.
Yeah.
Barrios tall.
He destroys taller fighters.
He probably like 6-something.
You can handle me?
No, he was like 6 foot.
You can handle me?
Yeah, but I wouldn't go crazy.
You gotta see him spar.
I seen him fight.
No, you need to see the sparring session.
It's different. Yeah.
Yes. It's like you know how you see somebody punch. Okay, boom. And then you see somebody punch with intent to hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's hard to explain unless you got to be there and see it, and you can feel the intent behind it. Like, what did he do to piss you off? That kind of sparring.
Well, I seen it for the first time, heavyweights, when I flew to London, Stephen Espinoza, and watched Klitschko and Anthony Joshua. That was the first time I watched a fight and said, oh, someone can die in the ring.
Yeah.
Damn good fight you went to.
Bro, that was brutal, bro. Yeah,
that was
disturbing.
A great fight. I think it was the fight of the year.
That was disturbing.
See, people love that. See? People love stuff like that. People about to die.
Yeah, because I'm not getting hit. Yeah, I'm not the one getting hit. Yeah,
right. See?
All right, tea time. Sip your tea real quick. Can I get a womp womp for Ocho's question? All right, here we go. Dinner tonight.
McDonald's.
Can you break bread with us, bro?
What I'm going to eat tonight?
No, can you break bread with us?
Oh, yes.
You can break bread with us? Yeah. Definitely. Okay, so you can pick one person to bring you out. One person. You got to pick. Don't be political. You don't even come from a political place. Lil Baby or Lil Durk?
Hey, ooh.
I rock with both, but I'm saying that me and Baby, there's been like locked in for a little bit, like a little time now. So I say baby.
You say baby, dope. All right, I don't know if you have tea time, but you the guest.
I do. So let's take a sip here.
Ooh, okay.
Let him have two questions.
Oh, you like it. You want to keep going. Look, bro, want to keep going.
All right, Tank. So who's walking you out for this fight?
Oh, nah.
Come on, man. Nah. I try every time. Every time before the fight, trying to find out.
No.
Come on. Who's walking you out?
Double question. I don't know.
You ain't, are we in discussion phase or we have something finalized right now? Discussion phase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have to pay them to walk? Like, do they?
Now, rappers don't be on TV.
Mm.
I hope them.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. That's
not no.
That's promotion
not,
right there.
Not like that. Not like that. But. not like that though.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Shout out to my rapper homies.
It's a win-win for everybody, basically.
Yeah.
Have you heard Ocho? Like, listen, bro. Like, look. Nah, we'll pay you. We'll pay that. You don't to let that. Ocho come. We'll let you. We'll pay you to let Ocho walk you out.
No.
How about that? Look. You seen Ocho flow with Lil Wayne?
No. Let me see.
Look, bro. Oh, we got it. We got it.
All you got to do is listen to the bar. And
then you hold on. Look. It's 2022, and I've gotten better over the years.
Right? I can't remember the last time we battled, right? The world going to see this. You already know who the winner is.
I got some fun if you play with me.
You want smoke? Hey, DJ, man, let me get that beat real quick. Man, let me think this joke, man.
Man, a man got a beat queued up.
Yeah.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Got Wayne on the show.
Yeah.
Put me in the game, coach. It's not a game, coach. I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Oh.
That's it. That's it.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
Never won a Super Bowl with my name still ring.
I think that would be legendary, bro, because it's unexpected.
No.
Nobody would expect you to walk him out.
I don't want to play boxing.
No, you're walking him out. What do you mean playing?
I'm still playing because it's as if I'm a rapper.
You boring. We pay you, bro.
That's fire. He got. How many bars is that?
That was two bars.
Need like 14 more.
Yeah. Right. All right, bet. Hey, listen. Legendary. Okay, you got one more
question.
Final question.
Okay. Sip your tea.
What's the money split between you and Ryan?
Money split?
Yeah. 60-40, 70-30,
80-20. I think 55-45 is good.
You're the A side.
I say a... 7:30 if I'm like getting real strong, but it probably be like 60-40.
Hey, if that's what it takes to make the fight, let's sign up right now. 60-40. Sign for it right now.
Oh my goodness, that'd be legendary.
No way he turned that down.
60-40.
I mean, they both bring big audience,
but it's like I'm more established than. Matter of fact, 70-30.
I know, but he says he's the biggest star.
70-30. I mean, 70-30. I'm bugging.
We can't take this dude.
That's showing love. Like
right.
Like, I do 60-40.
All right, boom, you got it.
Sign him up. Sign it right now.
We good.
Get the contracts going.
Ocho Promotions made the deal. Adam Promotions made the deal in the collaboration. What's your promotion?
Is GTD it promotional promotion.
Company? What is it called?
GTD Promotion.
All right, bet. Can you talk to us a little bit before we go about the fight coming up? And make sure people listen, our people, our audience, you know, make like we got to understand how to support each other. You know, we look at it and be like, you know, they good. Nah, man, we want to keep going. We want to make sure we build out our teams, take care of our team and our family and our communities. So it's important, you know. So like how can we support the fight? Where can we watch the fight? You know, talk to us a little bit about that.
May 28th in Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York. Fighting Rolly Romero, somebody that's, he talk trash. A lot of people don't know that he actually, like, he can fight. A lot of people don't know. He got his little awkward, he just awkward. So people don't, like, they not used to that. You know what I mean? So he can hit. Shit, he's going on pay-per-view, so he got to be, you know what I mean, somebody that can fight a little bit. But I feel as though this is going to be like a good fight as long as it lasts.
Who's designing your trunks this time? What is going to look like? Because that's the favorite. That's a lot of people love that. They pay just to see you come out. What you wearing?
Will you ever wear fur again?
Ooh.
Nah.
That didn't go over well in the McGregor fight, yeah. Nah. You came up with fur.
Why then?
Twitter didn't like the fur.
I mean, Twitter don't like a lot of things.
Twitter doesn't like a lot of shit. Like you're right about that, yeah.
My Rick Owens. They ain't like a lot of things.
A lot of stuff goes over Twitter's head, yeah.
I mean, it's Twitter.
So what we going to see when you come out? May 28th, pay-per-view. It's Showtime, right? Barclays Center?
Yeah, Showtime, pay-per-view, okay. Barclays Center.
Step up.
What is it going to be about? Step 50, up. 60 bucks, 40 bucks? How much is it?
To get in?
Yeah. No, the pay-per-view.
On pay-per-view? I don't know yet.
It's going to be a couple I dollars. Like, listen, you know, if $60 is too steep for you, get about six of your homeboys. Everybody put in 10 bucks.
Chip in.
Yeah. Chip in.
Just like we House did party. On gas when it was like $5
we trying to
a
break
gallon.
Records.
Yeah.
So we trying to do so he go back.
Yeah,
you know
so we
saying?
Can fight Ryan.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
I got one more thing.
All right, go.
One more thing. Matter of fact, Coach, I'm putting you on the spot, too. You know I've been working. I ain't left the gym in 7 months. So when the deal with Ryan does come into play.
You ready?
What's the chances I can fight on the card?
We going to do numbers.
Because I would have to leave. You know I'm with Pedro Diaz at Tropical Park. So I leave there.
Look, we're the best trained, people just don't know.
Listen, you ain't got to tell me nothing. I will sacrifice
no,
my relationship.
We don't want you to do that.
Yeah,
but we're
I have to.
You just heard the man talk about loyalty.
Bring him with you.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, you can bring him with you.
You're on the show. Yeah. You're on the show.
So there you go.
Ooh.
You're on the show.
Well, first, you heard it right here. It's
that'll
done
be fire
deal.
Too.
Yeah.
Garcia versus Tank Davis happening. When we doing it? September? When is it? No, because.
What? Probably. Let's not look past Rolly, though. But we
okay, but that's May 28th.
Yeah, shoot for November.
Going to November. Well, you're going to be covering the World
Hopefully
Cup.
Hopefully, if he takes the fight.
You ain't November, you can't do
you
November.
You got a number
December.
On him? Or a number somebody around him? Tell him.
We'll dig one up, yeah.
Anyways, here we go, mate.
Actually, I do, yeah. Actually,
28th.
I do, yeah.
The Barclays Center. Brooklyn, stand up, and everybody get your homeboys, all your friends, the family, everybody chipping $5 to 10 bucks. Make sure you get pay-per-view. Support the legend, the second coming of Mike Tyson.
The stepper.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
The Sasuke.
Ah!
The Sasuke, yeah. Bitch.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.